So welcome back to another episode of the FIFA News Show. This is the show that wraps up the latest news in the world of FIFA. Today we're going to be talking about title update number 12 and what it brings into the game. Plus, we've also got one of the biggest scandals in FIFA history. We're going to be talking about EA Sports employees allegedly selling players or icons in the game to other people. So we'll talk about that. I think it's called EA Gate. So this week, a new title update was announced for FIFA 21. The PC people already have title update number 12 now available to download. And if you play on a console, it should be coming this week, probably around Wednesday. Let's talk about a few things here. So for Ultimate Team, they did address a couple issues. I'm not going to go through everything there. Career mode, there was only two fixes. When using the quick sim option for a training day, player fitness and match sharpness was unaffected. The replace three players from the team board objective did not track as completed when its requirements were met. And in terms of the general audio and visual, they've made the following changes. They've added five new star heads. Now, of course, they don't give you a list of anything that they've actually done. They just tell you very briefly, but Blade Johnson did mine the game update, and here's what he found. The four faces are from Club Tigres, so they're still completing the faces for the team that they've scanned. And you can see Juan Parata, Julian Quinones, Miguel Ortega, Raimundo Fulgencio, all from Tigres there. There's also new Volta shoes, so Adidas Ghosted and Adidas Copper Sense. And there's also new boots in the game as well, so Mizuno's, Nike Mercurial Superflies, Nike Mercurial Vapors, Adidas Nemesis 20 Plus, and Adidas X Ghosted Plus. In terms of kits, it looks like they've updated a couple kits, changed the designs, updated the sponsors, all that kind of stuff. So there's a couple clubs there. And there's also updated mini faces, which are basically the 2D photos you see in the game, for Thierry Henry, Nakata, and Zidane. All icons there. That's pretty much it for title update number 12's new additions. Alright, this week, shockwaves were sent through the FIFA world because one of the biggest scandals in FIFA history occurred. Pretty much, I go to sleep, right? Nice and peaceful sleep. Wake up, I check Twitter, and then I see complaints about EA, like more than usual, not normal complaints. And then as I keep scrolling, I discover the biggest scandal in FIFA history. EA Sports investigating whether FIFA Ultimate Team cards being sold illegally by employees. I see EA Gate trending on Twitter. Crazy stuff happening at the moment, so let's go through the details and see what's happening. Alright, so this is coming from Eurogamer's website. FIFA 21 rocked by EA Gate scandal after company employee is alleged to have sold coveted Ultimate Team cards for thousands of pounds. So this one was written by Wesley. It goes, unconfirmed direct messages appear to show a company employee selling icon cards in packages priced 750 to 1,000 euros. In one WhatsApp message, three prime icon moment cards are offered for 1,700 euros. So essentially there was a guy selling packages so you can get like a couple cards. You would pay the 1,000 euros or 1,700. The rarer the card, the more you pay. And they would pretty much load it into your squad. So it's pretty much directly buying cards in the game. In court cases, EA even claimed in-game items could never be sold for real money. The only system to buy things in FIFA 21 and previous games has been to purchase FIFA points, buy some packs, and try your luck at getting a good player. Now, there is clips and photos going around on the news sites, on Twitter and stuff, but because it's not really confirmed stuff, I don't want to show anything here, but you can easily find it. It just basically shows the exchanges of messages, you know, between buyers and sellers of these icon cards and stuff. So it's a pretty big deal. EA did put out a statement. It goes, we are aware of the allegations currently circulating within our community related to FIFA 21 Ultimate Team items. A thorough investigation is underway, and if we identify improper conduct, we will take swift action. We want to be clear, this type of behavior is unacceptable, and we in no way condone what is alleged to have happened here. We understand how this creates concern about unfair balance in the game and competition. We will update the community as we get more clarity on the situation. So, turns out EA did provide a extra pitch notes on this issue. It says, an update on our player item investigation. So, this is getting pretty serious. Here we go. Earlier this week, we were made aware of suspicious activity relating to highly rated content in FIFA Ultimate Team. We learned that foot items were granted to individual accounts that did not earn them through gameplay, i.e. by opening a pack, blah, blah, blah. It appears that one or more EA accounts which were either compromised or being used inappropriately by someone within EA directly entitled items to these individual accounts. So they want to share an update on the issue, including what they've been learning up to today, and an overview of the foot content granting process. So this might be a bit of a read here. It says, the alleged behavior is unacceptable and in no way do we condone granting or purchasing player items in exchange for money. It says, our initial investigation shows questionable activity involving a very small number of accounts and items. Although it's not a large number, if these allegations prove out, this activity is unacceptable. We want to thank our committed community members for bringing the issue to our attention so quickly. Next, let's be clear about what will happen now. When our investigation is completed, we will take action against any employee found to have been engaging in this activity. Any items granted through this illicit activity will be removed from the Foot ecosystem, and EA will permanently ban any player known to have acquired content through these means. Regardless of these actions, we appreciate how concerning this is to all of our players, and we apologize for the impact of these improper grants within the community. We also appreciate how extremely annoying and frustrating it is that this practice might have come from within EA. We're angry too. We know that the trust of our communities is hard-earned and is based on principles of fair play. The illicit activity shakes that trust. So what is content granting? Okay, let's talk about content granting, what it is and why we do it. Because in fact, it happens all the time for the right reasons. Content granting is the process by which specific in-game items are directly distributed to a specific player account. This is different from a points or pack grant and usually takes the form of a specific individual item. In FIFA, that could be a player, a kit, or a consumable. Unless they are issued to replace lost content, they usually take the form of non-tradable items, meaning they can't be exchanged. They cannot be offered on the transfer market for redeemable value and may not be shared with other players. There are a few scenarios where we grant content that has not been earned or acquired through gameplay. The three most prevalent are worldwide customer experience. Sometimes players accidentally delete content. It goes missing because of technical issues, or we had made a mistake on our side where a player is then granted content as a make good. In those events, our customer experience team will check a player's account, identify if they've experienced one of those unfortunate circumstances, and then grant the content as appropriate. Testing and QV. The second scenario where content might be granted is for testing and quality verification. With the scale and complexity of FIFA and Ultimate Team, it's important that we understand how items perform and interact with each other, not only in gameplay but within all the other systems in the game like chemistry. Most of the time, this practice happens on dedicated test servers, which aren't visible to our global player base, but sometimes we have to test in the live environment to ensure usability of the content when it's pushed live. This is done solely for quality and stability assurance. We have dedicated test accounts for this purpose. Number three, discretionary content granting for athletes, partners, and employees. The world of football powers our FIFA game, and we often want to recognize contributions that have been made by certain pro footballers, celebrity partners, or even our own employees to drive it forward. Sometimes we do this through the granting of in-game content. The items granted on a discretionary basis to these partners or employees are always non-tradable and can only be used by the account to which they have been granted to. We do not use this discretionary process to grant content to professional video game influencers. The sum of items granted through these scenarios combined is less than 0.0006% of the total player items in FIFA 21. These grants have no impact on the odds of any player in the ecosystem acquiring these players. They have no bearing on the overall volume of available content. And all content that is granted is untradeable with no associated coin value. So what's happening now? We have launched a rigorous investigation narrowing how this may have happened and identifying those accounts which have received content through this illicit method. We will permanently ban any accounts identified as receiving items transferred nefariously, and we have suspended all discretionary content granting for an indefinite period. Once again, we highly value and appreciate the commitment and support of the community to help identify these issues. So pretty much that's the latest update there for this. We'll see where it ends up, but pretty serious stuff. So here are some of the current issues EA are still investigating in FIFA 21, and they might provide a patch for them in the future once they figure it out. So for Xbox Game Pass Ultimate and EA Play, they're investigating Foot Season XP boosts and Foot Stadium sets not being received. Some objective groups can appear locked even after unlocking them in Ultimate Team. And for Ultimate Team, once again, some players are seeing an initializing message when matchmaking in Division Rivals. So EA puts this on their Trello page, just keeping you guys updated that they know about these issues, but they're still investigating them, and they could get fixed in a future patch. So in some personal shoutouts, I have to tell you guys that I do upload on TikTok now, so if you want to follow me there, you might get some little clips here and there for FIFA content. It's at VapexKarma on there. And also, we've got the career mode going on the second channel, the Leeds United career mode. That's been a lot of fun at the moment, so make sure you subscribe on VapexKarma too to catch that content there. But anyway, that's all for this week. Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. Thanks for being part of the podcast family.